Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rest anoint. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Yes, we are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the praise and honor and glory to be able to come to you and join with you tonight in a time of praise and prayer and the scriptures and worship of our most Hi, God. Tonight, our program is just a little bit different. Instead of having a Bible study in which we'll talk about a specific topic, we've dedicated the fourth Monday of every month to what we call the sweet hour, hour of prayer. The scriptures teach us that men ought always to pray and faint not. The scripture teaches us that the prayers of the righteous, they avail much. Scripture teaches us about the power of prayer, and that prayer is a powerful spiritual weapon. And so tonight, we've asked our prayer warriors to join with us to pray for our families, our churches, our nation, and our world, praise God, and our local communities. And we know that as we pray and we believe by faith, we know that God hears and he answers our prayers. And so tonight we have prayer warriors in the house, Elder Maddie Green, Assistant Pastor Gretchen Manley, Elder Hilton Britt, Mother Pat Gallo. They will be joining with Pastor Jasper and I, lifting up prayers and prayer requests as well. But before we begin, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with with a praise. We just give God again all the glory for his presence, because we recognize that we can do absolutely nothing without the presence of God and without his Holy Spirit. So let's usher in the presence of God tonight. Hallelujah. And I would like to play in your hearing a song that is entitled Made a Way. Made a Way. Has God made a way for you? Oh, he's made a way for me many times over and over and over again. And I give him all the praise. Let's listen with Made a Way by Travis Green. And I listen and be blessed.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. You're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
standing
here,
only because
you made a way. And
Amen, amen, amen. God, he makes a way out of no way. Even in the midst of difficulties, when it may look like you don't know which way to turn, oh, he makes a way, praise God, out of no way. Over and over and over again, he comes through for us because he loves us, because we're his children. And I just thank God. I give him the praise. I know if I open the lines up, many of you would be able to give that same testimony that God has made a way for you. Just simply because you're here, standing here right now. Oh, we don't have to look back very far. We can just look back at 2020. There were many that whose lives who are not here now, but because we are still here, even in the midst of a pandemic situation, even in the midst of situations and personal situations and circumstances that may sometimes even be out of our control. But guess what? With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. God, he makes a way. So tonight we're going to go to the throne of grace in prayer. And before we do, we'd like to give everyone that's on the line tonight an opportunity. If you have a prayer request, or if you for yourself, or even if you have a prayer need for someone else that you may be interceding for, or that you like to request prayer for, go ahead at this time and press 1 on your dial pad. Press the number 1. And we will hear your prayer request. Amen, amen. Caller number 0209. Go right ahead, please. Good evening.
Good evening. I have a prayer request for my God sister, Sharon Cronin.
Sharon Cronin. Good evening, Sister Glory. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm blessing
Cronin.
You.
Amen. Blessed of the Lord. God is good all the time. That's Sharon Cronin, you said, correct?
Yes.
All right. I have her listed down. Thank you so much. Were there any additional prayer requests that you had?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you so much. We have her listed on our prayer request list. Thank you for sharing that. Is there someone else tonight that has a prayer request amongst the audience? Press 1 on your dial pad. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, as I shared with you, if there is at any time, go ahead and press 1. We will acknowledge you. And as I shared with you, we have some mighty prayer warriors in the house tonight. Praise God. Men and women that don't mind going to the throne of grace in prayer, that knows how to get a prayer through. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to ask our prayer warriors if you would pray in this order. First, I'm going to ask Elder Maddie Green, then Assistant Pastor Gretchen Manley, then Elder Hilton Britt, then Mother Pat Gallo, Pastor Jasper, and then I will close out the night as we join together corporately in this sweet hour of prayer. Elder Maddie Green, praise God. Let me go ahead and bring you into the studio. We give God the praise for you tonight, and thank you for joining us in this time of prayer. Elder Green, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you
Amen.
Hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thanks for joining us. And the microphone is yours. Praise God. Go right ahead, please. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Give all honor and glory to our Lord, to our God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, dear God, for another opportunity to thank you for your greatness, your love, your peace, your righteousness, and your hope. Oh, God Almighty, God, I surrender now unto thee, dear God. And we are coming to thee in the name of Jesus to believe by faith that every word in the word of God is the one that we need to put our trust in. The one that we need to put our faith in. Not look at our problems or our situation or our sickness, but believe that the word in the God, the Bible that God have given us is true. That when we're going through the troubles and trials, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We got to believe it by faith. We got to stand on the promises, because when you believe by faith, that's all God wants you to do. Because without faith, we can't please God. But in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for every believer, everyone that have gone out there, missionaries and ministers and leaders and kings, that we go out there in the peace of God, in the patience and love of God, in the hope of God, standing on his words. I'm praying that thou will strengthen my brothers and sisters. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Dear God, strengthen those churches, dear God, who are weak and going through trials and maybe discord. Let them know that when they stand on the word and remember that God is the head of the church, of the body, and believe and stand against and speak the word against the enemy, that nothing will be able to stand against them. Oh, God, have mercy. Praying that we continue to preach the gospel and prosper in what the word said us to be steadfast, immovable, and abounding in the works of God. Dear God, we are praying for the sick tonight, dear God, to stand on his word, that God carried our sickness and our disease, because he bore our sins in his body and hung on a tree, that we died in sin and lived to righteousness. We got to stand in the word of God by faith and believing that through the situations and the process that we have to endure, that God will work it out on his timing, that God will work out the healing on the inside, not just on the outside. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, touch our families, dear God, that we'll get stronger, dear God, and bring them more close together in a relationship with Jesus Christ, so we can have a relationship in our home. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, the violence and, dear God, the grief is going through the land. Dear God, we ask you to heal everyone that have been going through grief right now, dear God. Give them the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we're praying for the leaders to learn how to be peacemakers and not peace breakers, to learn how to be honest and be good in the midst of a situation where God has put them in a position. They didn't put themselves. God allowed this thing to happen. So while they're there, they got to give an account of everything that they do and the things that they don't do. Oh, God, have mercy. And dear God, as we grow in grace and in knowledge of God, we will give you honor, the glory, all of the praise, and we will worship thy holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Matty Green. We thank God for you and praise God for that powerful prayer this evening. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Assistant Pastor Manley, praise God. We're bringing you into the studio. And we give God the praise for you. Okay, let's continue on prayer. Hallelujah. Good evening. Good evening. Praise God for you.
Praise God. Thank God for my pastors this evening. Thank God for all those in attendance and listening out there in the listening audience. God bless you. As you know, in this world, it's often very dark, and in times we know the end is drawing near because there's a lot of things that are going on. But we're called to faithfully pray for one another until Christ returns. Many of our believers are being persecuted in their bodies, in their lives. Some are even getting killed daily around the world, and many are being intimidated by the things that the adversary is doing to them. We are being ridiculed and attacked because of our beliefs, but we can be sure of this. Satan is very aware of the power of our prayers, and he will do everything he can to render us ineffective and to silence our voices, but we're not going to let it happen. Hallelujah. I thank God for Elder Maddie Green, who came forward with that prayer that set me off, because my prayer tonight is for the unity of the church. Hallelujah. And I just want everyone to just go to the throne of grace and mercy tonight, bow your heads, and just give reverence to God and think of all of us together as one, as sisters and brothers in Christ. My scripture comes tonight from Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, and it reads, I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord. Amen. We are all prisoners of the Lord. And we urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to wait on one another. We got to have patience with one another, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's Ephesians 4 and 1 through 7, 1 through 3. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes. We are so incredibly in need of your power tonight, Father God. We ask that you would fill us with your spirit of love and unity among believers all around this world. We ask for your help to set aside our and to look to the greater cause, the cause of Jesus Christ. Help us to be truly, to live out a life of love that we know that is only possible through the power of your spirit, God. So we ask that you would move across this land in a miraculous way with fresh feelings and awareness, Father God, turning your people back to you, drawing others to you, Father God. We need your unity and we need your love to stir up our hearts and to give direction in these days, Father God. Father, we need your wisdom to guide us. We need your spirit to lead us, to live out our godly lives that would bring honor to you. Lord, we thank you for all that you've given us and all that you're about to do for us, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory and the honor, Father God, for all that you're doing in our lives right now, Father God. We're not going to wait until it happens. We're going to praise you in the middle of the battle, Father God. We're going to give you honor and glory as we pray, Father God. We're going to shout and have a determination that everything that God says will come to time for us in these days, Father God. We can see it. We can believe it. We can understand it, Father God, for it is your will for your people. Father God, we ask that you continue to let our light shine in us, Father God, through a dark world, Father God. May we make a difference in this world for your glory and your purpose and your things that you have set aside for us, Father God. May all your plans succeed, Father God. Hallelujah. All your plans will succeed, Father God. We may reflect your peace and hope to a world that so desperately needs your presence and your healing. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I desperately need healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know your ways and thoughts are far greater than ours, but you have a plan to redeem and make all things new. Your face is towards the righteousness, Father. Hallelujah. You hear our prayers and you know our hearts. You are our supreme leader in the name of Jesus, Father God. For you said we are more than conquerors through the gift of Jesus Christ. You are holy and just, Father God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Father God. We know that, Father God, you will fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit this day. Fill us with your joy. Fill us with your wisdom. And fill us with constant reminders that your presence will go before us. And you will give us rest, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you give us a new life. You give us new peace. You give us hope, Father God. And yes, Father God, you will give joy to your children. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I need the joy of the Lord, for it is my strength. Thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that your power is made perfect in your weakness. We know that you are with us, Father God, and we know that you fight for your people. Hallelujah, Father God. We believe that it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit that you make difference in us, Father God. You make a difference in our world. We choose to trust you today, Father God, and to recognize, Father God, that you are the authority of our lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Father God. We keep our eyes on you, Father God, so that we can follow you, Father God, and respond to your call, Father God. For you remind us, Father God, that both in seasons of celebration and seasons of brokenness, Father God, you're with us, Father God. You'll never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. Your word says that you are close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in their spirit. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Our comfort abounds through Christ.
that our greatest source of help and strength, it comes from the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And through this, Father God, we may face trouble and loss in this world, but we can be assured, Father God, that you have overcome it all. You have overcome it all, Father God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And my God will supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. You, God, are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. You own it all and hold everything in your hands, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you know what we need even before we need it, even before we ask, Father God. You already know what we need, Father God. Hallelujah. You're a good Father, Father. You're aware of all of our concerns. You have a plan for our provisions, Father God. You alone can move mountains to make a way for your children. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way. Hallelujah. We ask for your answer in your timing, Father God, for every need that weighs in our heart, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. And we will not forget, Father God, hallelujah, that you forgive us for ever doubting in you, Father God. Forgive us for anything that stands in the way of your word. Forgive us of anything, Father God, that keeps somebody somewhere from hearing and seeking and saying and believing in Jesus Christ, Father God, and for trying to work everything out on our own, Lord God. Forgive us, Father God. Help us, Lord, to trust in you more. We choose to recognize and to believe that you are able to accomplish far more than we ever thought possible, Father God.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in advance for your miracles, for paving out pathways for your provisions for those who love you. Father God, we thank you for your love of the church. Thank you for the abundance of blessings and goodness that you've stored up for the people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for teaching us to be content in all circumstances, Father God. Thank you for teaching us to be content in all circumstances, Father God.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes.
We love you, Lord.
We love.
And we're leaning and dependent on the Almighty. In Jesus Christ's name we all pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, for that powerful prayer. Yes, we need more unity. We need more peace and love. Yes, yes, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayers, Lord God. Thank you for the every prayer that have gone up. And we pray and know that the Lord hears and he answers. We give you all the praise and honor and glory. Yes, Lord. At this time, I'm going to ask our brother, Elder Hilton Britt, praise God. Can you, hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Praise
hallelujah.
The Lord. Yes, I can. I can.
Amen.
We bless the Lord this evening. We thank
Amen.
You, Pastor Jasper, Pastor Constance, for giving honor to you. And for New Seasons Ministries. And we thank you, Elder Maddie Green. You're such an inspiration. We thank you, Assistant Pastor Manley, for your powerful prayer. And we thank you, Mother Pat, for your wonderful, your loving kindness and your goodness and your words of encouragement. Father God,
Amen.
We thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you that we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We thank you for your great love and your tender mercies, O Lord, that are renewed each and every day, that are never failing but always prevailing in the lives of your people, O Lord, as we look to you who are seated upon your throne, high and lifted up. For there is none like you, Lord, in the heavens above or the earth below. You have no peer. You have no equal. You are God Most High, the ever-living one, the all-sufficient one, the faithful and the true God, who watches over his word in the life of every believer, everyone who is called by your name, Lord. You are there. You are Jehovah Shammah, O God, the Lord who is present with his people, O Lord, watching over your word, Lord, to establish it, to perfect it, O Lord, and to perform it in the lives, O Lord, of the greatest and the least among us, O God, for you are faithful and you are true, Lord. Isaiah First chapter, second verse. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord hath spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the donkey his master's crib. But my people do not know. My people do not consider. Our sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land and strangers devour in it your presence. And it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Lord, I repent, O Lord, for my own sins, O God. And I repent for the sins of my people, O Lord, and this nation, O Lord. And we ask you, O Lord, for grace and mercy, O Lord, to be poured out unto this nation, O Lord, to the United States of America, O God. We ask that you would turn the hearts of the people, O Lord, of people who were once called by your name, O Lord, of people who once knew righteousness, who once stood for truth, who once were honorable and noble and upright and moral, O God. Turn us again, O Lord, that we might, O Lord, repent, O God, that the seasons of renewal and refreshing might turn and be poured out unto us again as a nation, O Lord, wherein there is strife and division, O Lord, wherein there is contention, O Lord, one with another, O Lord, that we might be healed, O God, as we turn again unto you, Lord, looking unto you, Lord, turning away, O God, from the idols, O Lord, that we worship, to the idols of men, O God, to the idols, O Lord, we look unto you, Lord. We turn again unto you, Lord. We humble our hearts. We humble our minds. We bow the knee unto you, O God, that you, O Lord, would do a new work within us, O God, that you, O Lord, would, by your Holy Spirit, Lord, quicken our minds, O Lord, that we might see aright, O Lord. Quicken our ears, O Lord, that we might hear aright, O God, that we might hear your Holy Spirit calling us, O Lord, unto repentance, O God, and that we as a people, O God, from the least to the greatest, O Lord, would humble ourselves, O Lord, and bow down unto you, O God, and cry out, O Lord, to heal us within our innermost being, O God, to heal our hearts, to heal our minds, O God, that you would write your laws upon the tablets of our hearts and write your laws upon the tablets of our mind, O God, that we would delight in righteousness, we would delight in truth, we would delight in the things that are good and honorable and noble and more excellent and praiseworthy, O God. And turn away, turn to the light of your glorious gospel, Lord Jesus, the word of God, which will quicken us, O Lord, which will quicken our innermost beings, O God, and make us a new creation in Christ Jesus, O Lord, that we might run after your word, O God, that we might run after your ways, O God, that we would call upon you as our heavenly Father, as our elder brother, O God, as our kinsman redeemer, O God, as our Savior, O Lord, and turn again to you, Lord, that we might be saved and we might be delivered, and allow your glorious gospel, O Lord, to illuminate our hearts and minds and to quicken our natural bodies, O Lord, that we would worship you in spirit and in truth, O Lord, delighting in you, Lord Jesus, and allow seasons of refreshing and renewal, O God, to be restored to our homes and to our families and to our loved ones, O God, that we, O Lord, would be a changed people, a renewed people, a transformed people, a people for your own purpose and for your own possession, O God, that we delight in you again, O Lord, that we would come and bow down to your holy and your righteous ways, O God, with a true heart, with a renewed heart and a renewed mind, O God. O Lord, blessed are they that hunger after righteousness, that we might be filled, O God. O Lord, draw us unto yourself, O Lord. Have mercy upon us as a people, O God. Have mercy upon us, our sons and our daughters, O God. Have mercy upon the fathers and the mothers, O Lord. Those, O Lord, who are wayward, those, O God, who have rebelled against your word. Turn them again, O Lord, unto yourself, O Lord, wherein you are able to cause all life, O Lord, to obey your word, O Lord, to turn to your word, O Lord. It's not according to humanity's will, O Lord, but it's by your Holy Spirit that you're able to make all grace abound to us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord, as a nation. Have mercy upon us as a people, O God. Allow the glorious light of the gospel to pierce the darkness of our hearts and minds, O Lord, that we might see and know and understand that there is the Creator who created us. There is a God who sits in heaven above, who makes all things. The earth is his and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. And we who are but mere men and women, O God, the creation of your hands, O God, that we might understand that you are our creator, Lord. And there is none like you, O God. You are our portion and you are the strength of our lives, O God. So turn us again as a people, O God. Have mercy upon us as a people. Have mercy upon us as a nation as we cry out unto you, Lord, for the sake of the remnant of God who are yet within the land, yet in this nation, interceding and standing in the gap and making up the hedge, O God, yet bringing honor and glory to your holy name, Lord Jesus. For our sake, O God, and for the sake of your great love and tender mercy, draw us unto yourself as a nation, O God. Redeem us. Turn us again, O Lord, from our wicked and corrupt and perverse and ungodly ways, Lord. And heal our hearts and heal our land. Oh, Lord, watch over the children, Lord Jesus. Give your angels charge over the children, oh, Lord, and they're going out and they're coming in and they're rising up and they're lying down. Allow no evil thing to touch them, oh, God. Allow no wicked thing to harm them, oh, God. Give your angels charge over them and keep them, oh, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Hilton, as we stand in agreement with that powerful prayer. We give God all the praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord, as with prayer has been lifted. And praise God. We thank you, Lord, that you hear and that you answer our prayers. Thank you, Elder Hilton. We give God all the praise. Thank God. Hallelujah. Our next prayer warrior will be Mother Pat Gallo. Praise God tonight. Mother Pat Gallo. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying, bringing you in right now, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Mother Pat, go right ahead, please.
Amen. 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 Good afternoon. Good evening. I thank God. Thank God. I listen to Elder Maddie praying and Pastor Gresham and Elder Brick and everything that they were praying. I say, Lord, thank you that Elder Maddie stressed the power of the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Pastor Maddie, she stressed about having faith to believe God. And Elder Britt encourages us. He encourages us to stay with God. Turn to God. If you turn to God, turn to him. And God will keep us. Now, my scripture, I'm going to read it, then explain something else on this scripture here. It comes out of Psalms 122, and it's, and the very first scripture, first verse is, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Did the Lord call his house? He called his house a house of prayer. And here we are. We are praying. We may be in different locations, but we are together and say, how glad. It's an awesome thing for us to come together in agreement.
And
the agreement that we come in together is based on the word of God. And when we pray the word of God, God watches over his word to perform it. We don't have to even doubt if he's going to answer it, because we've given his word back to him, and he's not a man that he will lie. He will do what his words say. So as old folks used to say, take it to the bank and cash it. All right now. Thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus. And then,
all right.
Thinking about the young lady that asked for prayer for Karen. Holy Ghost knows. We don't know what the request is about, but Holy Ghost knows. And when
yes,
I pray
does.
For her, it's going to take care of every part that may be affecting her. Because I know that's what God wanted to do, to take care of the whole person. Spirit, soul, mind,
Amen.
And body.
Amen.
And relationship.
Amen.
And the other thing I want to lift up tonight is they had a 100 call power up outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And several people got hurt. Some is very critical. And I don't know if they cleared it up or not, but it was horrendous. And, you know, we never hear of that so much in this area. But because of the fog and the smoke from burning, some kind of burning they had, it made the visibility to zero. And they had calls on top of calls and trucks on top of trucks. I've never seen before. That close to us. So I want to just thank God this evening. But, you know, when I go to war, or any of us go to war, put on the whole armor of God. So when we are suited up, we ready for all the schemes of the enemy. We already, like someone had prayed, we already conquered because Jesus had already done it. And I like I got the understanding when they say you're more than a conqueror. Yeah, you're more than a conqueror because all you're doing is walking into the victory. Listen to me. You're walking into the victory that Jesus already done. So that makes you more than a conqueror. You didn't have to fight. He did it all for us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, as we come tonight, we thanking you, Father God, because you have already gave us instructions. You say to put on the whole armor of you that we be able to stand against the evils of this world. Lord, Father God, all the schemes of the enemy. You even told us to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, and to watch and pray. Watch and pray. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity as we have come before you and we gird our loins with the word of God. And your word has already been established in the heavens and the earth. And your word, Father God, we meditate upon it day and night to make our way successful in you according to Joshua, Lord God. Father, we shower our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your word is peace unto our spirit. Your word is peace, oh God.
Yes.
When we're going through anything, we can relax on your word. Because you said if we keep our minds upon you, you will keep us in that perfect peace. And we thank you for the God-given peace that no man can take away, no matter what it looks like. We thank you, Father God. And Lord, we put on that helmet of salvation. We cover our mind, our will, our emotion, and our intellect with the helmet of salvation because Jesus shed his blood. He shed his blood for our salvation, and that's why we can come into your presence, not only just in his name, but through his blood. Oh, his blood that's ever so powerful. His blood, his blood that cleanses and delivers and heals and provides. We thank you. Oh, how we thank you for the hammer of salvation. And Lord, Father God, that breastplate of righteousness. Oh, God, you have set us in heavenly places with your son. You call us your priest and your priest and your holy nation. That's who we are, oh God. We are yours. We no longer belong to ourselves. We may live in this body, but our body, our spirit, our soul belong to you and you alone. And so we thank you tonight. Now, Father God, you said, oh God, that you have given us the shield of faith. Oh, Father, yes. When every fiery dark of the enemy come in, you say you will raise up a standard. And that you said no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up, we shall see it condemned, oh God. Your word says it, Lord God, and your word is you. And your word, Father God, is in our spirit name. And Lord, Father God, you even say there will be a phantom that come up on the land. And it won't be a phantom for food, but a phantom for your word. So, Lord, Father God, we will hunger and thirst after your righteousness. And we shall be filled with your Holy Spirit and with your word so that we can walk this walk, oh God, and bring glory and honor and praise unto you and you alone. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, yes. I thank you for the sword yes. of the Spirit. Your word is sharp, oh God. Oh, Father, if we go to the left, it cuts. If we go to the right, it cuts. If we go up or down, it cuts, oh God. And we thank yes. you, Father God, that your word is so accurate. Now, Lord, Father God, when you're caught into your word, you say the heart of the king is in your hand, and you will turn it whichever way you so desire. Father God, I thank you that you will squeeze the heart of the leaders of this nation, that they will yes. know, oh God, that your word, Father God, shall be carried out. We bind all the spirits of murdering those babies, oh God. We bind mm-hmm. that spirit of homosexuality in the name mm-hmm. of Jesus. Yep. Everything that's gone on that's contrary to your will, Father God, we speak your yep. word to destroy it in the name of Jesus. And yes. Lord, Father God, you told us to pray for Israel. You say when we pray for Israel, yep. Jerusalem, Lord God, pray for that mm. peace. And as we pray for that peace, Lord, you say you would enter prospering us, not necessarily yes. financially, Lord God, but prosper in the will of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you that you will build a hedge of protection around yes. America. Fold your right. angels on the north, the south, the east, and the west, and even around our allies, oh God. Protect their land. Protect this land. And, Lord, Father, we lift up our military, every branch of the military.
Yes.
Oh, keep our yes. men and our women covered under the yes. blood, Lord. And give them yes. wisdom, wisdom, Father God, yes. in the name of Jesus. And now, Father yes. God, I thank you as we lift up Karen, Lord God. Holy yes. Spirit, Holy Spirit, have your way right now. In the name yes. of Jesus, oh, I ask yes. you to, Karen, touch her right now, Lord God. Touch her yes. mind, her will, her emotion, her intellect, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that your words say we are healed. She is healed from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. She is yes, delivered because the blood of Jesus yes. came to set yes. us free. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that your words say you are the Jehovah Jireh, that you will mm-hmm. provide and meet every mm-hmm. need in the name mm-hmm. of Jesus. And Lord, Father, your words say you are Jehovah Shalom. I thank you that you give her peace in the name of Jesus. And Lord, yes. Father, cover her. If she have children or family members, cover them with the blood. Cover them with the yes. blood, oh God. In the name yes. of Jesus, so that, Father, they can yes. cry out unto you and cry out unto you, oh God, the one that's able to save, the one that's able to deliver, the one that's able to bring peace that passes all yes. understanding. In the name of Jesus. And now, Father yes. God, I lift up New Seasons Ministry, Pastor Lisa and Pastor Jasper, and Matthew, Father God, Elijah, Father God, in the name yes. of Jesus, Pastor Lisa's mother and sister, We ask you to cover that home with the blood of Jesus and meet that
Lord.
Every need, oh God, in the ministry. Because it is a community church that's reaching out to bring souls into the kingdom. Father, we thank you. We're not asking you. We thanking you, Lord. We thanking you because you are well able to do exceeding above what we have already asked, oh God.
Yes.
And you said it according to the power that working in us. And we know it's the Holy Ghost. We know it's our faith in believing you, oh God. It's the faith that we have in you. We have no doubt. And as I heard someone else pray, Father, we lean not to our own understanding, but we lean and depend upon you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, Lord, Father God, I thank you tonight. I thank you for all my family members, those that we call them already saved. We call them in the name of Jesus. We call every person that's on this prayer line, if they got a loved one that's not into the body of Christ, we call them in the name of Jesus, that you sent forward a labor before their path in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. And we ask you, oh God, to seal every prayer that have been prayed thus far and coming up. Seal them in the blood of Jesus, that the enemy cannot interfere, cannot steal, in the name of Jesus. Because just like Daniel, the prayer was held up. Father God, we thank you that the angels come down and receive these prayers and take it back to the throne without any interruption. In the name of Jesus, we believe that, Father God. We believe it with all our hearts. In Jesus' name, that these prayers are healed in the blood and that you heard our prayers. And Father God, I know without a shadow of doubt, answering our prayers tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Pat. Praise God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as we stand in agreement with that prayer, Lord, and every prayer that has gone up tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that we know you hear, that you answer. Yes, Lord, and that you are removing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, any resistance, Lord God, that the enemy may try to throw in our path, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. We give you praise that God hears. He's answering. We bind the hand of the enemy, and we thank you, Lord God. Yes, that greater is he, hallelujah, that is in us than anything that is in this world. Thank you, Lord God. You are mighty God, and we give you all the praise. Pastor Jasper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God,
thank you,
God,
Father.
Thank God for the people, God. Thank God for the great prayer warriors. Amen.
Yes,
what
Lord.
What a blessing.
Thank
oh,
you,
my
Jesus.
What encouragement. What a blessing to be partake of this. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God be the glory. Thank
yes,
God for my wife and
yes,
family
Lord.
As well. Thank God for
thank
you
God.
All as well. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We come from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verses 16 and 17, 18. Amen. Praise God. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen.
Amen.
What you're doing tonight. Thanking God. We've been in prayer for all things. Amen. Been rejoicing. Amen. Been calling out different things in prayer. Praise God. And we just thank God what he's doing in our life. Amen. From day to day. How should you pray? Pray without ceasing. Morning, noon, and night. Always, all time, amen. All time, without ceasing, we should pray, praise God. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this opportunity to pray, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for we rejoice in coming in thanksgiving unto you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing, Lord, our life, our family, our loved ones, Lord, and prayer requests we have on tonight, Father. Oh, God, what an almighty God that you are, Father. We thank God for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace, Father, your everlasting grace and everlasting goodness and mercy, Father. Just follow us all the days of our life. Amen. Praise God. You chase us down, Lord Jesus,
Lord. Yes,
good measure, press down, shake together, and run over, Father. You may be running your overflow, your blessing, Father, Lord, and your surplus, Lord, on today, Father, Lord, or your blessing, your prosperity, Father, on this hour, Father. We praise you. We thank you for your word on this hour, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your people on this hour, Lord. We cry out to you, Father, Lord. All we take two or three are gathered together, and there you shall be in the midst, praise God, Lord. And we thank you for your holy word, your Holy Spirit, Lord, to lead, guide, and direct our path as we come together in the battle of Christ, the unity of the Spirit, Lord. One God, one Lord, one Savior, Father, one faith in Jesus' name, Father. There's no name above, his name above every name, Father, Lord. Name that hasn't been named yet, his name above every name, because they have power, given the power in that name, Father. And we thank God for his goodness, for the word of God. Together we stand. We stand on the word of God. We stand with the Holy Spirit. We stand with one another. And we in prayer and unity together, amen, in our own nation, America, and the nation of Israel, and other nations around the world, amen. We stand together in unison for that, amen. Praise God, Lord. We thank God for your manifestation of your holy word in our life, Father. We thank you for destroying yokes of bondage off of our life, off our neck, Lord, off our infirmity, Lord, in our life, Father, Lord. We pray for divine health, healing, and restoration in our life, Father, Lord, in our family, our children, our grandchildren, Lord. And we thank you for that. Destroy generation curses off our life, Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. We speak health. We speak strength, Lord. We speak miracles, signs, and wonders, Father, each and every day, Father, Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your holy word, Father, Lord. We thank you for your holy alignment of your word in our life, Father. Praise your holy name, Father. Your divine power to manifest like never before for times such as this, Lord. And we praise you for it, Lord. We praise you for your unity you bring in the battle of Christ, Father. Yes. Unity you bring in the born-again believer, Father, Lord. Unity you bring in our soul, our mind, our spirit to do the work you called to do in our workmanship for the things of God, for the things of Christ, Father. Now the day, now the time, and now the hour, amen, for all seasons coming to you, Father, Lord. We thank God for that, Lord. Not just new season, all seasons coming to you, Lord, Father. And you look over, you watch over that for such a time as this. We praise you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blessing, Lord, for each and every one on the line tonight, Father. And we pray for standing gap for different family on tonight, Father. We pray for the Brit family, Lord. Bless God and keep them. Pray for their salvation and the fans of God, Father. We pray for the Bryant family, Lord, tonight, Father, Lord. Thank you for them, Father. Pray for the Clinton family, Lord, tonight, Father. For the Cutchin family, Lord. Praise your name, Father, Lord. For the Green family, Lord. We stand in the gap for them as well, Father. For the Gown family, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Pray for them, Father. For the Gallo family, Father. Thank God for that, Lord Jesus, Lord. And we pray for one another, Lord. Pray, Lord, for the Johnson family, Lord, as well, Father. For the McCree family, Father, Lord, Jesus, Lord. For the Manley family, Lord, bless them, God, and keep protecting, Father, Lord. For the Mitchell family, Lord, thank God for them as well, Father, Lord. Bless them, Father, Lord. For the Pollard family, Father, Lord, Jesus, Lord. For the White family, Lord, for all the family that's on the line tonight, Father, Lord, through our name and not name, bless them, protect each and every one, Father, Lord, that come into the sound of my voice, and let your will be done, Father, Lord, and we stand together in unity, Lord. We stand together as one for the things of God. There is no distance in prayer, Father, Lord. There is no distance in your power in our life, Father, Lord, and we praise you, and we thank you, and we glorify your holy name, your master, your dominion, and your power that we speak about, Lord Jesus, Lord, and we praise you for it. We thank you for it. Let thy will be done, Father, and you mold and shape our life, Father, Lord, for the things of God, and we all got divine alignment, we all got divine assignment on this hour, Father, Lord. What's your divine assignment? I'm going to tell you, your divine assignment on this hour, it hasn't changed, it's a commandment. God said, go ye into all, therefore, into all the world, amen, into all the world, and
amen.
Teach,
amen.
Amen, amen, all nations,
amen,
baptize them in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost, It's still going today. It has not changed. Matthew 19:20-21. It has not changed. That's your divine alignment. That's a commandment of God, praise God. Amen. That's what we need to be doing. That's what we're supposed to be doing on a regular basis. That's who we are in Christ Jesus. That's our true identity in Christ Jesus, to go into all the world. And to pray for these nations, pray for the people, pray for the family, praise God. That's who we are. That's what we need to be doing for the glory of God. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And you obey the word of God. God will take care of you, and you take care of his business. He will take care of your business. And we praise you, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jasper. Praise God. We thank Dan in agreement with these prayers, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, as we are prepared to close out this sweet hour of prayer. I would like to just share with you a scripture in your hearing, and it says this, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, says the Lord, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
Promise of God.
John 14:13-14.
Promise of God.
Yes, praise God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for every prayer warrior. We thank you, Lord God, that every prayer that they rendered, Lord God, unto you, Father God, we ask that you bless, keep continually, Lord God, Elder Maddie Green, Pastor, Assistant Pastor Gretchen Manley, Elder Hilton Britt, Mother Pat Gallo, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for these prayer warriors, Lord God, and that which they have poured out to you tonight on behalf of families, on behalf of communities, on behalf of churches, on behalf, Lord God, of this nation, and on behalf of this world, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you pour back to them. Heavenly Father, continue to bring forth your blessings upon them. Continue to bring forth your anointing, not only upon them, but upon them and their family and everyone that they are connected to, Father God. We just thank you and we give you all the praise. And Father, yes, Lord, we lift up everyone that's on this line. And called out their names of some and those that whose names we haven't called out. We thank God that you bless and keep them as well, Father God. Thank you for allowing them to tune in tonight to this time and partake and share in this time of prayer, because there is power in the prayer of agreement. There is power in the prayer of unity. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you that as a result of these prayers, we shall see miracles and signs and wonders that will come forth, that prayers will be answered in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that you're here, Father God, that you answer, Lord God. Yes, Lord, that not one word, not one jot, not one tittle shall fall by the wayside, Lord God, because we know that we serve a faithful God. Oh, yes, and you are so faithful to your word, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we give you the praise, Lord. And now, Lord God, we lift up those that are battling illnesses and sickness amongst us, Lord God. We lift up to you tonight, Apostle Melvin Green, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up to you, Brother Michael Strayhorn, in the name of Jesus. We lift up to you, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, in the name of Jesus. We lift up to you, Carmelo, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We lift up to you, Sharon Cronin, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we pray, Lord God, and we lift up to you, Father God, Casimir as well, Father God. We lift them up, Father, in any other name that we may not have called, any anonymous prayers, Father God, any unspoken prayers, Lord God. We lift up these prayer needs to you. You know, Father, even better than we do, Father God. So and we pray that you meet all at their point of need, whatever they may stand in need of, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for answering the prayers. Yes, Lord God, I lift up my own mom to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up our household to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we pray, Lord God, and we give you the praise, honor, and glory. Know that you answer prayers, Father God, that you hear, that you tell us, Lord God, that we're not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, that we are to present our requests to you as we have tonight, Lord God. And then we know and we stand and we believe that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you the praise tonight. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, as Mother Pat said, yes, when we render up praise and we render up these prayers, there comes a time that is strictly for thanksgiving, because your word tells us that we're to enter into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, Father. So we thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. And we ask these things in the name of the name that is above all names, and that is the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Lord. Lord, we would not leave this line without assuming that everybody on the line was saved and without providing the opportunity for salvation. So, Lord God, we ask if there is anyone that's on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. We are making him available to you by presenting the opportunity for salvation in Jesus. Well, guess what? It is as simple as you saying, according to Romans 10, 9, and 10, that, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I recognize, Lord, that you are the Son of the living God. I recognize, Lord Jesus, that you came to this earth and that you lived and that you died and that you were resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. I thank you, Lord, for every shed drop of blood, yes, Lord, that you shed on my behalf. Oh, Father God, oh, Lord Jesus, we give you the praise. And I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to take charge of my life. I ask you to save me, Lord God, from my sins. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, we welcome you and you to the body of Christ. Pray it with all sincerity. The word of God says that if it's but one that turns from their wicked ways and receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the angels in heaven are rejoicing on your behalf. So we give God praise. If you reached that, said this in your heart tonight and you prayed this prayer according to the invitation that has been given, reach back out to us on our website at www.newseasonmin.org. We would love to hear from you. Well, we thank you again. We went over slightly, but we give God the praise for the Holy Spirit and the presence. We thank God again for all of our prayer warriors, and thank God for you tuning in and joining us in this time of prayer. Go forth and have an awesome week in the Lord. Hallelujah. And to God be all the glory. We love you, and God bless. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
till the dry bones respond, I got a run over. So cancer responds, I got a run over. So my family responds, I got a run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up. I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over.
the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let us give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
Nobody greater.
for this player.
No,
I'm hoping I didn't. I don't mean to. Gosh. I don't want to sound like a tire.
You
What's wrong?
Nothing. I guess you want to be ripped. No, it's you. Stop saying me.
I mean, that was that.
Okay, so that is bad. For the movie, I'm not sure about you.
What time did you get the
8 o'clock. No, I can't make any of them. I can't make any of them. That's for the prayer.
We need to eat. The culture need to take the
test. I shouldn't tell them last time you had eaten something.
And I ain't gonna tell him what time that
was.
Because I ain't gonna tell him what time the last time you ate something. I'm trying to think. Five was breakfast.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't breakfast time. You getting all dinner made on me.
And what time? That was 12.
That wasn't 12.
That was the one.
After 12.
How many times have you taken the white test?
What? Oh, I'll tell you something.
What?
Breakfast or lunch? I told him, I have to go. And listen, to bring in Tino, that will come. I told him, I don't have Tino, that will bring a man to go there.
No,
it's right. No, no, you bring me real too soon here. I'm going to pass for all of
them. No, it's cold. I'm ready.
Okay. I see a line for the help out there. Tell him.
I have to burn the door. Bring
okay, get the door. Thank you.
I got it.
That's it. Put it in your pocket. I'll put it on the table.
I know.
Thank you. Hey, I found a movie. Thank you.
Are you tired?
Sorry. Okay. All right. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah.
I'm saying you want to change your spooky clothes?
I'm changing my whole clothes. Everything. I'm gonna get bunny
figures. You need some rest, you need to talk down on your head sometimes.
What?
Yep.
A dog that lived 31 years.
Yep.
So that means he was 200. Seven times three is 21. He was 217 years old.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
217 years old.
Oh,
can you call lock that door?
Definitely hit from back.
217. Oh, Lord. Bless your heart. I want that money to look like.
It's your picture, isn't it?
Did it look like Methuselah?
I'm on that screen.
You haven't seen Methuselah?
Oh, you might have seen it. I haven't seen it before.
Stop. Can I get some red?
Just seen it.
Just in a comment, he said, how the man doing the pastor that's been ministering? How's he doing? Say he's been doing good. In a good next service. And where is that and why?
Mm-hmm. commitment from the Father. Alright, make a buzz. What do you know what people are saying?
About what?
What are you talking about? You look like you look like it. One woman talking about her from AI phone because she was too lovely. She's lovely. Simple, these people. You don't know what you're talking about. You never know what love is.
Hi, though.
Chris. Luna.
What's her name? Luna. What's her name?
You know, come on, he on date. He always on date. In this show. Now I'm moving all the things that I'm putting the pillow down now. He's about to scare the shimmy out of him. Who?
You.
My wife does that.
Oh, you. Yeah.
You were, it was on the bed. I don't know you took off the bed for. I'm going to hang you up.
That's right.
Yeah. No, you took off the bed. I'm going to hang you up. Go ahead. You can listen to me. Go ahead. So you want, if Chris and Street ever get together, Street gonna watch out. So Chris gonna hurry up, he's gonna kill, right? You know that? You can tell that to me. By the way, okay. She got a fight, she had black eyes and other things. She was rough.
her studio to get into it. They gotta get together for her studio. She can be in the house.
So most of all of this, this is where they're gonna get caught up with that old crazy man. And get all of that when they rescue me, everything. No, on the next episode.
No.
This isn't the rest of old man.
Did you always hear what I'm saying? My family is always in OG's flock, but it's more than that. I love what I do. Dr. Google is the best I've ever. He's just a little bit. Something happened to one of their men because he found out that he used to like that. Dyslexia. He found out that he was telling moms and other people that she wore that, and he found out he was trying to help her. And he helped her. He got some people to help her out from other things. She got better in school from other things. And her mom, they became friends with him. Like I said, he wasn't dating on them like that. Just became friends. He tried to help her out from time to time, different things. For a short segment every now and then. And he helped her out. She was a teenager. I bet she maybe 13. She could be a teenager now, 14. And he told mom, okay, not looking big about it like that now. So you play, see how you see big nothing about it on the show. But so he just helped her out, and he just help her out, so forth, and encourage her.
I see.
Stay from there some time. So this is clear come on.
Don't offer our. That's again. Telegram.
Did you know they have things like that really in police offices? Yeah. I was looking. Somewhere they were talking, Henry County or something was talking about. And they had stuff in the pit.
Yeah, so they had a car too that came close. Not like that, but they got some things in the car. I'm okay.